The Friday Agenda.
All right, it's time for the Friday Agenda. Thanks to Signet, power every moment with a Signet Power Bank. It was an interesting chat with Chris Davies. Obviously, we both disagree on a couple of aspects there. I don't think coaching succession plans work, and I think it's very dangerous to lock that in when there's still a fair bit to go. He disagrees with that clearly, and I think it can be a distraction. And you obviously disagree just with your line of questioning on how they handled the Jeremy Finlayson situation.
Yeah, I thought they went straight to the penalty and trying to just marry that up with Alistair Clarkson's decision by the AFL of a couple of months ago through the pre-season period, which I just think when these things are as meaningful as they are to the community, that you need to just put your hand up, admit your mistake, and throw yourselves at the mercy of the AFL. Not try and negotiate through the media a pathway forward to minimising a sanction. Just accept the sanctions coming, and strong clubs do that.
Mm. Yeah, so I think probably if Koshy had his time again, he went on the ABC on Sunday morning, and he was quite defensive and mentioned Alistair Clark. And he makes a really good point, and I think most people would agree with him, but at the time, you probably just say, look, we put our hand up, he's done the right thing, and we'll cop what's coming from the AFL. So I think that's okay with your line of questioning there, but they disagree. All right, let's get into the Friday agenda. What's on your agenda for this weekend's action?
Well, I just want to start with don't waste talent. There's games at the moment that are either hanging in the balance or you've got dominance or you've got momentum. You have to capitalise. I think the West Coast Eagles last weekend, and we talked about this in-game, they had complete control of that game against Sydney for a 15-minute window in that second term, kicking with a small breeze, a 2-3-goal breeze. And I think the fact they left Jeremy McGovern behind the ball when they could have probably milked that quarter for 2 or 3 more goals was an error. They may get that same opportunity this week. I think it's a winnable game for them.
Not really
a matchup for him down back. So maybe make him a problem for the opposition up forward. And Harry Sheasel, the same discussion. I think it's time to use potentially your best ball user further up the field.
I agree with that.
So don't waste with talent hovering at half back or out of the game.
I agree with that. He's 34 touches a game, Sheasel, but 3 score involvement. So I'd love to see that. I think that is time. And just have a look at it. We saw his talent when in his first year of the preseason, he kicked 3 at a game against Carlton, I think it was, at Icon Park. Wow, how good's this? So it doesn't have to be 34. It can be 19 and 6 score involvements. You're going to get a better outcome. So I agree with that. In terms of the best bottom 6 in the league, we're not putting this on the agenda. Did Geelong have the best bottom 6? In the comp? So, I mean, it's hard because we've got to go through all the 18 teams and don't have enough time to do that. But I'm looking at it and I'm going, okay, O'Connor, Colajasny, Clark, Bowes, probably Reece Stanley, and Parfitt. I think if that's your worst 6, it's a good six.
Yeah. The 6 for me, the best bottom 6 are clearly at the Giants for me.
The Giants? Yeah.
I think you would expect that Brown would have been considered by most as a bottom 6 player at the start of the year, going really well. Cadman the same.
Yep.
Ware has shown some real signs. I think O'Halloran has done some things. Peatling can do some things. Look, I just don't know if they have a 6. I think they've got about 4 that you worry about, and that's about it.
They're clearly your early tip, aren't they?
Well, they haven't.
For the flag.
I can't wait for them to play a couple of the big boys and see how they're going. And I think they've got a game. Well, they got
I've got their draw in front of me right
go
now.
For it.
So the Saints this week. Then it's the Blues, which will be a really good one. I think that's at Marvel. And then Brisbane.
Awesome.
And then Sydney. So the next 3 weeks after the Saints, which you think they take care of in Canberra. So Carlton, Brisbane, Sydney is going to be a really good test for them. And they also play Geelong in round 11 before they have a bye. So that's an exciting fixture for them to look forward to. For Aussies living life on the go, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected.